this is based upon my experience over 30 years as a professional negotiator, but there's also studies on this that show that people who go into negotiations and other situations with high expectations do better. But you're right. They can't be unrealistic. And I run into this, for example, in a lot of the M&A, mergers and acquisitions work I do, where you sometimes have company founders who have unreasonably high expectations of what their company is worth because they put 25 years into it and it's not worth that. So it can become a problem. So what I say is this. I mean, there's some work I did in the past where you have sort of the expected return, and then you have something on the other extreme that's called a pipe dream, and then you have something that's called possibility. So I say be in possibility, which means on the top end of what's possible from a somewhat realistic and grounded point of view, right? But again, not to be just, you know, in that realistic point of view, stretch it, but be in possibility. The minute you get to pipe dream, you know, if your company is really worth $8 million and you want $15 million for it, not only are you unrealistic and not going to get it, but it may be a non-starter in negotiations. So, you know, you have to temper those high expectations a little bit, but I find that a lot of people, you know, have too low expectations. And if they go in with those low expectations and they're, again, it goes back to, you know, if they're afraid, if they have these other issues coming up that we talked about previously, then they're going to temper their results. And studies say, hey, you know, you need to have those high expectations going in. Just don't make it a pipe dream.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the MindTools Club.